It won't gonna make no difference what I thought about it, so it won't gonna make me say nothing. Yeah. The thing, and you know, I think she's trying to be funny, because, you know, a lot, everything that... Right. Everything I suggested for the crew, they didn't go.
This morning, and I saw a new day. I said, one more blessing, Lord, that you sent my way. When I looked around and I saw everybody doing okay, I said, one more blessing, Lord, that you sent my way. Lord, you bless me over and over. And all through the day, I said, one more blessing. When I got up this morning and I kneeled down to pray, I said, one more blessing, Lord, that you see. And then he said, whatever is right, he said, I will pay. I said, one more blessing, Lord, that you sent my way. You bless me over and over, and all through the day, I said, one more blessing. You know what? Lord, you bless me with joy and peace. And then you told me you would supply my need. And when things in my life, they turn cloudy and gray, oh, you keep on sending, blessing my way. When I got up this morning, I kneeled down to pray. I said, one more blessing, you send my way. You know what? My money, it got funny, but my bill, you help me to pay. I said, one more blessing, you sent mine. You blessed me all and over again. One more with joy and peace. And then he told me he would supply all my needs. And when things in my life, they turn cloudy and gray, Lord, you keep on sending, blessing my way. When I got up this morning, I kneeled down to pray. I said, one more blessing. You myself. I was still able to open my mouth. I was still able to walk around. I counted
one more blessing.
One more blessing.
One
listen. Isaiah.
One more blessing.
Came to Hezekiah.
One more blessing.
And said, the Lord said, set your house in order, because this day,
one more
you shall surely die.
One more.
But ain't it good when you live close to the Lord? You're able to ask what you want, and God will supply. You know what Hezekiah done? Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and said, Lord, you know me. You know I've obeyed you. God said, Isaiah, back. And told Isaiah, said, I'm going to let you live on a little while longer. You know what I counted? One more.
One more.
Wait a minute. There was a young man.
One more.
The police broke in his home. Over in the night.
One more.
And the young man had to defend himself.
One more.
And the police died. Y'all don't hear me. And they tried to frame the young man. They told him that we're going to give you life. But you can't tell me that God won't send blessing when you need it. God sent a young man by and said, I tell you, I'm going to get my own lawyer.
One more
lawyer cost about $75,000. And don't nobody throw out no money like that unless God sent a blessing. I'm here to tell you, just about 3 days ago, they had to let the young man go free. I'm just about to tell you that God got
one more
blessing. One more.
for this one.
I'm William Sanders, lead singer of the Mighty Golden Bells of Raleigh, North Carolina. You're listening to the number one corporate station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Yeah.
sang one of those songs that they used to sing after prayer meeting, after somebody got a breakthrough, moving from side to side, giving God praise. And somebody would break out with a song and say, listen, oh, he's a wonder in my
friends and neighbors, you and faith. The next time. You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave.
Look out, how many of you walked in here this morning? Look at your feet and point to them and say, thank you, Lord, that you got feet to walk. You got a voice to talk. How many of you had a place to sleep last night? Aren't you blessed? Aren't you blessed? And yet there are some people always complaining. I don't care what Mama used to say, we'd be crying with a loaf of bread on the hall. I heard a story the other day that there were some folks just like us on their way to church, all dressed up, Bible under their arm, looking sanctimonious, but they were complaining. Here's old wino. Wasn't dressed up. Didn't have no Bible. Wasn't on his way to church. But I heard him say, I'm blessed. Woo! And it's just good to wake up in the morning and know that you're blessed. I'm truly blessed.
the mix with the waves of Quartet Music with the Anointed One.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way. And he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. The Lord. Morning.
gospel music at its best. The way you it ain't need me.
The wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
I read in my Bible, it is true, Lord. Your heart bled and died. I don't care the song. Lord, you died for the sin of and every soul that was born. That's why I'll give up everything for you. Hold on. In this life, there are some things that I love so well, and I love to do. Lord, I'll give it. I give it all up if it does not please you. Your final Calvary, I was there to see, but I read it, I got faith and I believe. That's why I'll give up everything.
Yeah. to give a little touch. But I had to tell that old dirty Satan devil, y'all, the devil started at my door, y'all.
you're in the mix with the Anointed One, and you can catch the wave 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, simply by joining us on our website at NFIRadio.com. We are an international network, and you can tune in and catch the wave anywhere in the world. You can also join us on our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the wave.
Just me, my care by the grace of God. Let me see you clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands. Ooh, clap those hands. If you care by the grace of God, let me see you clap those.
Catch the wave. let your blood come, heal this place, erase, take away anything not like
out of the closet in HD 2 sound with Titan.
right now. Clap your hands. Come on. Come on, let's have some old-fashioned church night. We call this the old saints of praise. I want my daughter Benita to get us started with this old song.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Belongs to God. My hands, they belong.
my spirit that not only is God restoring things to you, but he's restoring you back to where you belong. Can you just lift your hand in the atmosphere and shout, I've been restored. Shout it again, I've been restored.
Rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc. Along with
Pastor Gladys Smith, we invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you. Yes, because he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God today that he will be forevermore. And I tell God thank you for all things. I thank God because he is the holy God. I thank God because he is the God that we can cast all of our cares upon. He is the God that is our healer. He is the God that is the deliverer. He is the God that is the miracle worker. And I tell God thank you. And one thing that I do know is that anything that you need God to be, he will be. When you need a father, he can be a father. When you need a mother, he can be a mother. If you need a friend, he can be the best friend in the world. And I tell God thank you for all things. We thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time to teach his word, to stand on his word, but first and foremost to live his word. In James 1 and 27, I believe it said, don't be doers of the word and not hearers only. I tell God thank you, because when we are doers of the word, we are putting that word to work in our lives. And I tell God thank you. Father God, we thank you for all things. We thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you for his going on the cross, dear God. I thank you that he went in the grave and that he rose in the name of Jesus. And because he rose, God, he gave us that opportunity to rise when he come to claim his kingdom. And Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things, dear God. Father God, thank you for being everything that we need you to be, God. I thank you for being the deliverer, the healer, and the miracle worker, God. Thank you for being in the valley, God, in the name of Jesus. When we are high on the mountain, God, you're still there, but I thank you for all things, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all things great and small. Thank you, dear God, for your love that you have for us, God. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you, God. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power that leads and guides in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, for your Holy Ghost power that delivers in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for all things. I ask you to bless in your hospitals, God. Bless those that are on the street, God. Bless in your rehab centers, God. Bless, God, those that don't know you, God, in the midst of their sins, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you deliver them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless the leaders in the house of God. Oh, Father God, lead and guide them according to your will and your way, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, you said no weapon formed shall prosper. And I speak no weapon formed shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you for all that you're doing for those that love you, God. Continue to keep your angels camped round about them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, bless our young people, God. Oh, Father God, I call on you right now, God, asking you to hold back the hands of death in the name of Jesus. Give your young people wisdom, God. As we live, God, let them look and see you in us, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch right now, God. Oh, Father God, I bind up the hands of Satan according to the authority that you have given us. You said greater works in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask in your son Jesus' name that you bind it up right now, God, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I bless you and I praise you. Bless the bereaved families, God. Oh, Father God, draw them nigh unto you.
Let them know that you know all things, God. Oh, God, in your son Jesus' name, move right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you take out hate, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you take out deceit. In the name of Jesus, God, and replace it with your word and your anointing, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, help us, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I have trust in and believe in you. Amen. 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 Again, I thank God for the opportunity to come back one more time. We're living in a season where Satan is so busy doing what he does. And that's why as men and women of God, we got to rebuke him in the name of Jesus. I tell God, thank you that my family circle haven't been broken. I pray that those where death have come, that God, I know he's a comforter. I know that he's a promise keeper. And he is not a God that will lie. I ask God to comfort you, to strengthen you in this hour. I tell God, thank you. Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. And on Tuesdays, the third Tuesday, we have noonday prayer at 12 o'clock. On Tuesday nights, excluding the third Tuesday night, we have Bible study. We invite you to come out and go into the Word with us. And I tell God, thank you. We thank God for each of you who came out to support us on this past Saturday at our Rainbow Tea. We thank God for you, for your support, for your love, for your kindness. We thank God for your coming to support. If anything that we can do for you, just let us know. I tell God, thank you for all things because he is the mighty God. He is the one that we can count on. He is the one that we can trust. And I tell God, thank you. And today being April the 20th, we want to send birthday wishes out to our Apostle Barbara Watkins. We speak God's blessings, Apostle. Happy birthday, woman of God. And may God continue to dwell in you and does what he does best. Be God. We thank God for you and all that he is doing. And to the others throughout the land that's celebrating a birthday today, we say happy birthday to you and God's blessings also. As we come on today, we're still going to be talking about separation of believers. You're going to find that when you give your life to God and when you become a true son of God, when you become a Holy Ghost-filled man, a woman of God, that there are things that you have to separate yourself from. There are people, places that you have to separate yourself from. You can't continue to be a part of. And one thing that I do know that you have to separate yourself from, and that is sin. You cannot say that you are a son of the true and living God and that you are a believer and that you have turned from your wicked ways and turned unto God if you're still sinning. Our target verse is 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17 and 18. And the word of God says, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separated, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." I tell
tell God thank you that when we become a true believer, we step away from sin, not some of it, but we step away from sin altogether. When you are a true son of God, I tell God thank you that the Holy Ghost of God will reside in our temple. And as the Holy Ghost resides in our temple, that lets me know that our temples are clean. When our temples are clean and the Holy Ghost resides on the inside, you are not going to serve Satan anymore. You're going to serve the true and living God. And while I know that in the process of being delivered sometime, there are demons that are in people's bodies. And warfare has to be done, and those demons have to be called out. And as they are called out, the Holy Spirit of God, once you've been delivered, can rest in your body. And one thing that I do know is that an unclean spirit cannot dwell in your temple alongside the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit. He cannot. They cannot. But if you are a true man or woman of God, the Holy Ghost will dwell in your temple. And as I already said, there are going to be times that warfare have to be done. And spirits that belong to Satan have to be called out. And once they're called out, you become a true believer. When you are a true believer, you stand on the word of God. When you are a true believer, you separate yourself morally and spiritually from sin. And for everything, not some things, but everything that is contrary to the word of God and that is contrary to his son Jesus. Keep telling your babies you can't serve two masters. When you are sold out to him and you come from among sin, you're going to find that there are going to be some places that you're going to have to quit going to. You're going to find that there might be some people that you can no longer associate with. I didn't say you had to stop loving them, because when we were yet sinners, Jesus loved us. When we were yet sinners, he was there for us. But you can't partake in their sin. You got to love. Yes, you do. But you can't partake in sin. You're going to find that there are things that you used to do that you can't do no more. And as you are sold out to God and you have separated yourself, you find that your relationship with God become that intimate relationship. You find that you want to do his word. With that intimate relationship, you don't want to entertain Satan. You just want to entertain and be in the presence of the true and living God. And I tell God, thank you. You find that when you separate yourself as a true believer from sin, you're going to find that you are different than you used to be. When you're different, and you know that you belong to God, you have the right to eternal life. And I tell God, thank you, that as a true believer and you've separated yourself from a corrupt world and you don't compromise no more, you stand on the word of God. You don't be sometime I do and sometime I don't, but you keep your focus on the true and living God. And I tell God, thank you. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. And the word of God says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, and men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, inconsistent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. As a true believer, you're going to find that you can't be a lover of yourself. You can't be covetous. You can't boast. Can't be proud or blasphemer. Can't be disobedient to parents. I don't care if you're grown. You still got to be obedient and show respect. Can't be unthankful. Truly can't be unholy. But I tell God, thank you, that as Paul taught the word of God, he laid out the sins that people were doing. But there are more sins than this. But we're talking about individuals. Because, see, her sin might not be your sin, but sin is sin. As we serve the true and living God, you're going to find that you only want to please God. You're going to find that you put God before yourself. You're going to find that you don't talk negative about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But you stand in fear. You stand in awe of the triune. And you love them with your whole heart. And I tell God, thank you. You find that you're thankful for all things. You find that you are holy. You don't walk in unholiness. I tell God, thank you. You're going to find that you're going to run into things as you're on this journey that can overwhelm you, and things that are ungodly. But let me encourage you to stand on the word of God. As you stand on the word of God, you're going to find that you have come out of the world. You live here, but you are not doing these worldly things. And I tell God, thank you. When you do what God say do, you find that Satan, you rebuke him. In the name of Jesus, because yes, he don't mess with the ones that he got, but he's going to come at the ones that he don't have, and you have to rebuke him. I keep telling you, babies, there ain't no big sin and there ain't no little sin. Sin is sin. And as we serve the true and living God, you're going to find that you're not a false accuser. You're going to find that you're not a despiser of those that do a work for God. You're not one that is jealous because God have elevated that one, because that believer is sold out to him. But when you're still walking in sin, if you find that you're a traitor, and you know what a traitor is, that you're high-minded and that you're a lover of pleasures more than lovers of God. You can't put nothing before our Heavenly Father. He has to be first in your life. He got to be before your husband and your wife. God comes first. I thank God for my husband. I know you thank God for your husband and your wife. But God, yes, he do come first. And I tell God, thank you. And it talks about having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Listen to this. It said Paul refers to those who profess to be Christians and appear to be religious, yet do not manifest the power of God that can save them from sin. I tell God, that's the season that we're living in. Our clothes don't make us holy, but our hearts make us holy when the Holy Ghost of God dwells on the inside. I can say I love God and I know who he is, but unless I'm connected to the vine and I live for him, speaking it with my mouth, but I'm not a son, a true believer of God. When you are a true servant and a believer of God, you turn away from sin and you don't keep walking in sin. I keep telling you, there ain't no little sin, ain't no big sin. Sin is sin, and righteousness is righteousness. When you turn from sin, it's our Heavenly Father that saves us. It's our Heavenly Father and the Holy Ghost and his Son Jesus that keeps us. I got to stand on righteousness, because if I'm a leader, I got to lead with the righteousness of God. Can't condone sin. Won't condone sin. And I tell God, thank you, that if I see something wrong, I'm going to speak to it. And a lot of times when you speak to sin, men and women of God know you are not liked. But I'd rather be loved and please God than to please Satan by still walking in sin. As we serve the true and living God as a true believer, you find that you won't tolerate, you won't want to be in the midst of false teachers. You won't want to be in the midst of those who sin and refuse to repent. If you don't repent from your sin, might not believe it, you're still a sinner. You can't repent just to get out of trouble, but you gotta be truly godly sorry. There are those who refuse to repent, and they go to church every Sunday. They walk in sin every day. But if Jesus would come and we are walking in sin, we are going to die in sin. When he come back to claim his church, to rapture his church, we won't be called up to meet him in the air. I tell God, thank you, that I know who Jesus is, and that if I repent from all of my sins, whether it was spoken, whether I thought it, whether I looked it, but if it comes from my heart, God will forgive me. 1 Corinthians 5, verses 9 through 11. I tell God, thank you. And the word of God said, I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters. For then must ye need go out of the world. You got to come out from among them, because those things that I just read are sin. Verse 11 say, but now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous, an idolater or a reller or a drunkard or an extortioner with such as one, no, not to eat. We got to love. but you can't take part in what they're doing. I was reading the scripture about the woman that the man says she was caught in the act of adultery. And Jesus began to write on the ground. And he spoke, "He without sin, let him cast the first stone." But when he finally got up, only the woman was there. He told her to go and sin no more. The question I had was, I knew the answer. How would the men know that she was an idolater if they had not been in that house where she was? No, the word didn't say that. But how would they know? And for them to leave, that was a clear indicator that they had sinned. The word of God is telling us we got to love, yes, we do, but we can't partake in being a fornicator, a covetous, or we can't be an idolater, or a traitor. We can't. We can't be drunk, a drunkard, and drink wine. I know you say that there's vitamin B12 in wine, but the word of God is telling us we can't consume alcoholic beverages because it will make you a drunkard or an extortioner. He didn't tell us not to love, but he told us to separate ourselves. And as we separate ourselves, you're going to find that you grow closer to God and that you don't believe just some of God's word, but you will believe all of God's word. And I'm one that won't argue the word, but I'm going to stand on the word of God because I know the word is truth. And as you have separated yourself from sin and your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost of God, you are not going to want it to be defiled with sin. Sometimes I know we can overeat and it harms our bodies. But the things that I just told you did not come from food, but that is sin that lurks in our bodies. It's things that we do that is not pleasing unto God. I tell God thank you because when we serve him and we separate ourselves from sin, and I always encourage people, don't go nowhere that God don't send you. If he sends you, he will equip you to come against Satan. But you're going to find that as a servant of the true and living God, when you separate yourselves, you're not going to want to hear false teachers. You're not going to want to be a part of cults. You're going to find that you won't deny the truth of the Bible. When we come back together again, God's willing, we will still be talking about, as a believer, separating yourself. He didn't say stop loving, but he did say, separate yourself from sin. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
All right, I don't know about you, but guess what? You are next in line for a miracle. You're catching the wave? Let's go down memory lane with one of the hottest female quartet vocalists today. Many of you know her as Sister Lisa Knows Brown and the Brown Singers. You're catching the wave.
There's a blessing in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Sing your verse. There is joy in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Oh yes, I am in line.
I want my joy to.
Oh yes, there is joy in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Waiting just for you. Yeah, I want my healing. There's healing in this house, and it's waiting just for you. I gotta have my healing. Talking to
somebody that's out there right now. God got healing with your name on it. Yes, he does. God got a blessing with your name on it. Is there anybody out there tonight know you got a blessing? Can you lift your hands and say, it's mine, it's mine, all mine. Oh, all mine, all mine, all mine. Oh, all mine, all mine. Say it like this. Say, I will. Oh, I will. I'm looking for God to work a miracle for me. I'm looking for God to make a way out of no way. I'm looking for God to heal like never before. I'm looking for God to make a way in the land. Oh, I will. And if you believe that he will, say, oh, yes.
Thank you.
My, my, my.
Too early to shout. I ain't supposed to shout right here.
I
ain't supposed to shout right here. But I know I'm next in line.
Oh, my, my, my. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, you're catching The Wave, and we are live from the NFI studios on this wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you so much for catching The Wave. Got more music coming your way. Once again, you can feel free to join us on our website, nfiradio.com. We are right here 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from Studios 1 and 2 of the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
yeah,
I'm grateful for everything
you've done
for me.
Thank you for choosing,
In my life, Lord, you are the star.
Hey,
and I can't take the blame
of your
grace.
Now I can see that you had a plan.
Yeah.
13 minutes before the top of the hour, you're catching the wave. We are live from the NFI studios. Somebody said, well, who is that? Well, look, check it out. That's Ted and Sherry, the Wall Group. And those of you know the Walls Group, right? They are a family. And do they have the talent in that family? My goodness. Look, we've got more Just Like That coming your way right here all the way up to 5 o'clock today, and you don't want to go anywhere because we've got more brand new music for you, the old, the new, all just for you, and you are right here on a wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. I'm your host, The Anointed One, and look, want to remind those of you to tune in right here Mondays through Thursday for these awesome men and women of God that come forth preaching and teaching the Word of God. We start off every morning at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. with a powerful preacher, and at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., you can catch another pastor or minister coming forth preaching the Word of God. That's Mondays through Thursdays at those appointed times. And on Sundays, you can catch these awesome men of God coming forth at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from the NFI Studios 1 and 2 out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. You're catching the wave.
man could have lost my mind, but God, I could have lost my hope, but God, you never left my side. I want the world to see. Been nothing but good to me. You have been. Yeah. Hey, nothing but good to me.
Nothing but good.